Hi everyone, and welcome to another Van Hack Success Case episode. I'm super excited to be here. My name is Ilya, and I'm joined today by Niels, who is a software developer from Cuba that got hired in Canada, in Regina, Saskatchewan, and relocated there recently. So, hey Niels, great to see you, and welcome, and congratulations.
Hi Ilya, thanks. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So let's jump in. Just quickly give us an idea of your professional background, who you are, where you're from, what you work with, and kind of set the stage for us, please.
Yes, of course. I've been a software developer for more than 20 years. I have a bachelor in computing sciences and started very young with in senior high school with the International Olympiad in Informatics. And you know, very thrilled about the use of algorithms to solve problems, more like algorithmic problems and mathematical problems. Later, when I was studying in university, my bachelor's in computing sciences, I get in love with making software in different ways, mostly making software that get used and makes life of the people better. And since starting 2002, I was working on different companies, mostly for one in Cuba where I worked at with more than 500 developers for 11 years, and I learned a lot. After that, I was working for different companies across the world, mostly one in Canada remotely and one in Spain, a very nice startup. And well, I have been developing more in the web space, you know, web programming, but in with different hats. I was working with all the JavaScript stack, also with Ruby on Rails, but mostly with C# and all enterprise environments. So that's where I, when I know about the IQ Metrics position that I finally got it, and you know, make all the way around this. all this process with thank yous for this with Van Hack.
Awesome. So what made you want to kind of look abroad and get hired internationally?
Well, I've been playing around being outsourcing some, you know, being a hired for outsourcing jobs for different companies abroad. Mostly those two that I mentioned, and it represents a very economical, a very substantial economically improvement on all the, you know, the offers that we already have in the country, but also it give me a lot of different experience across different kind of different clients and bigger solutions, and it represents, you know, like a right jump for me in the professional fields.
Cool. And how was your job process search before you found Van Hack?
Before Van Hack, actually it was kind of messy. We don't have. I personally didn't found any kind of instructions or direction, and we have a lot of trouble trying to figure it out. Was very nervous in every possible situation where I got different, you know. Interviews and not know about it, all the kind of different cultural interviews that goes around, the cultural difference that I should be expecting, and until some what point they should be expecting the way and in way I, you know, could be talking about and found something like that. But it was messy is most the word that I can it can be described.
Cool. And how about like your process with VanHack? Tell us like how you found out about it. How did you like when you joined? What was the process to getting hired?
Well, funny story on this is that I got the VanHack reference for a friend. I didn't spoke with him too much, but I presented to some other friends that I have, and all they say that shouldn't work. So I started with very low expectations about it, just in an exploratory matter. But as soon as I get in touch with some members of the VanHack staff, all the treatment was like way too different from any other environment or hiring environment that I was jumping into before. They was all very nice, very helpful, but mostly they was very balanced in the way that they presented the things to me, all the process for me. They was in one hand very realistic about the toughness of the situation, the demand that happens, but also what are actually the offers, and it is kind of a competition also, between the different aspirants and developers. And on the other hand, they just put me a clear path. All the things that there is nothing hidden, right? Just the plain information. It's a lot of information, a lot of things. It's not an easy process. Nobody expect that, but all the information is at hand, is very well presented, and you just need to follow that steps and truly believe in what you could do it, and also be very, very patient, very autocritic, very critical about yourself, about the things that you have doing wrong. Always think about it. What was your mistakes in every interview on the or in the test that you were doing? Think about it first, reflect yourself, and try to use it as an improvement, not to be sorry all the time about hitting the wall or something like that. It's just a matter of being prepared, have patience, and correct all your mistakes alongside the path, also to find someone that is compatible, is a match with you. This kind of processes of finding an offer is not a matter of you are or of being exactly better than the other developer that is willing to seize the same spot. The thing is that not necessarily need to be all the time better, but it needs to be a position that is a match with you, that you are compatible with the kind of work that you have doing, the kind of thing that you are expecting to work with, and well, also of course you need to be prepared as well as you can.
That's very true. So how is like your interview process with your current company that you're working with? How many rounds did they do? What kind of questions did they ask? How was the process there?
Yeah, it's a thing that a lot of people are asking me about it in this process, and a couple of other processes that I advanced very much also. And we all need to understand that it's quite it can be different from company to company, but in this company it behaves in terms of the which steps they made it was very average. You know, three rounds of interviews. One first round to getting to know you as a person, to see into your background, just a broad view of you as a professional. the second interview most deep in the cultural way of behaving you in a in a hypothetical position without any technical details, you know. They have been made by two people and it's the kind of interviews that sometimes could be a little bit scared for the people in our background as a developer, you know, how we think about us like a nerd that can be too much related. Yeah, you know, you must be get rid of that and just spoke with them in a conversational way, you know, to get be interested in knowing the people that are talking to you. Just being honest with them, and they can find you the kind of person you are, and the kind of worker they could be acquiring and working with. It will be they probably will be your co-workers if you are a match and get selected. Mm-hmm. And in the third round, it's just the classical technical round. In the case of this company, they made a test that is not too hard, yeah, just to make it some code work around some test, automatic test that they program, and they make you program a couple of automatic test, but it's very dynamic. It's not too deep in the code. It's something that you can make in 30, 40 minutes in front of someone, sharing the screen, sharing the controls of the environment, and not trying just to waste you too much time. And so they just compare the results of the three interviews with the rest of one and answered me very fast. It was actually it was very fast. They, within a month, less than a month, they made the three interviews and give me an offer, finally.
Nice. How did you feel when you got the offer? How was that moment?
Yes, that one was very... you know, it got me by surprise. I wasn't sure about how to expect, you know. I know sometimes you don't have immediate feedback and you start thinking about, well, I didn't make it this time and just move on. They took like a week to process the final steps. Mm-hmm. And well, finally made me the surprise. They didn't approach me directly. They also doing it through OneHack because the direct communication was already established with one beautiful person from OneHack, Camila, that attends me. And she called me and gave me the great news. It was received very with a lot of happiness for every member of my our family.
Nice. Were you at home or were you on the beach? Like, where were you when you got the call?
Yes, actually, I was at home.
Cool.
I was at home.
That's great. And how was the relocation process? You know, you moved from Cuba to Canada. Big difference in weather and culture. How's the process? You know, getting your visa and you know, getting on the flight and arriving in Canada.
Yes, the process is actually was more easy or more plain than I should expect. Once I have the visa in my passport, all the steps were very natural. I have the almost any I don't have any I don't had any situation in you know in the airports or in the different gateways you pass on. It was all very well documented. All the process went smoothly, And well, we I in my case, we were I traveled with my wife and my kid. We were received by a member of the company that treated us in the in a temporary residence from of the company. It was all very very great days for us. The weather, yes, the weather, the change in the weather is the hardest thing that I have faced here. I came from having plus 29, sorry, plus 20, 19, 18 in the winters of Cuba for minus 30 even here in even we have been through even minus 40 on some days with special weather alerts. But you know, all the main thing is just to be prepared and how to dress up, and learning of that is just what it gets.
Yeah, just wear a jacket, you'll be fine.
Right.
Nice. And any tips you have for other Manhackers who are trying to do the same thing as you and get hired abroad?
Yes, of course. I recommend that first things all is read all the materials that you have in the BankHacks website. They have there is a lot of materials that sometimes we get bored and try not to read everything. But you know, the main issues, the main things that you need to know, the main preparation that you need in your background to face this process is all great in here. Is great in here and there in the website of Manhack. But it will be very very useful for you that you engage in the community. Manhack has a Slack community in where not only the Manhack staff spend time engaging with the community and asking questions and publishing also of course, the different position in a more immediate way, but also all members of the community that already have been relocated or others that are in the process also participating there. And we are all the time willing to help you. Of course, it's not an easy process. There will be at every moment much more people trying to get off all these jobs than jobs available at the same time. So it's a matter also, do you have on prepare yourself more and more every day and be patient. You should never give up. If this is your wish, this is the goal that you establish for yourself, you must stick to it and just calm down. Take the thing you could take the things more fast or more calm in depending upon your personal situation. But you need to apply to different jobs. You need to don't apply like crazy, you know, like don't having studying every position that you apply for. You need to match your profile against the position that you are applying or the group of position that you are applying to. And you need to practice this a lot. This kind of conversation sometimes goes the wrong way in terms of don't you know, the nerves, the language barrier. You could notice even in my right now I am already working in my accent. You need to go over it and practice a lot to get understand to get understood by the other people that is working with you. Most of it to let them know you and you know, just practice a lot.
Fantastic. Great tips, Niels, and congratulations again for getting hired. Yeah, all the best in your new job, and enjoy the cold. It'll get warm soon.
Thanks.
Yeah, we'll And if anyone here is listening, watching this video, do go to check out vanhack.com, sign up for free, and hopefully you'll be one of our next success cases here, just like Niels.
Okay, thank you.